The federal government has now named a date to say a symbolic sorry to the Aboriginal Stolen Generations. The formal apology from the Commonwealth will be offered as the first item of business for the new Parliament, exactly 2 weeks from today. The opposition is calling for the wording of the apology to be made public before it's given, but the Stolen Generations Alliance has warmly welcomed the naming of the date. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
February the 13th, 2008 will be the day when the Australian government says sorry in the Parliament to the Stolen Generations. At the opening ceremony for the Parliament the day before, there'll be the first ever welcome to country, given by an elder from the local Ngunnawal people. As for compensation or other reparations like free healthcare, the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, made it clear again today it won't be forthcoming.
Our commitment to saying sorry is clear cut. I said so before the election. I said if we're elected, we'd do it, and we're going to do it. And I've said repeatedly that the reason for so doing is that there is unfinished business here on the part of the nation. We need to get this right because the symbolism of an apology is important. But it's beyond that as well. As I said, it's building a bridge of respect, which I think has been in some state of disrepair in recent decades. But having crossed that bridge, the other part of it is all about practical business. But the practical business for me is the program which Jenny Macklin and I have been talking about since the 40th anniversary of the 60th of the 67 referendum. And I'll draw your attention to the speech I gave back then, which is on closing the gap. And closing the gap in terms of life expectancy, infant mortality, skills attainments and health outcomes for Indigenous people is the core business.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, is still consulting on the content. She's spoken to the National Sorry Day Committee and the Stolen Generations Alliance and met Malcolm Fraser and Loitra O'Donoghue. The government's hoping for bipartisan support in the Parliament, but so far there have been mixed views from the opposition. The Liberal leader, Brendan Nelson, has questioned giving an apology such priority, and today the Deputy Leader, Julie Bishop, wanted to see the wording of the apology before saying whether or not she supports it.
I would like to see what the Labor government is proposing by way of an apology. In fact, I think all Australians should be able to see the wording, what is proposed, before it's put to the Parliament. And I think Australians would want to know what is actually in the wording and what it means and have time to think about it.
The Stolen Generations Alliance argues because it's an apology from the government, the wording doesn't need to be released and debated beforehand. The group's Indigenous co-chair, Christine King, says she's excited and overwhelmed that the date for an apology has been set.
It shows that this government is really serious about what it means. It may be symbolic to many people in many different ways, but for us it shows that they're for real.
What does it mean to you personally that there will be this formal apology to the Stolen Generations? What will it mean to you and your family?
To me, it means that my mother has lived her whole life under this policy from when she was taken when she was 4 years old, and now that she is in her 80s, she will hear the government say, I'm sorry. And it means that all the other people, you know, in my family who were taken away, including my sister and I, will be able to have that personal healing.
How old were you when you were taken away?
I was young, and I was with my sister, so I was very lucky. And,
It's obviously very emotional. Do you think this apology will help you recover?
This apology is the beginning of our healing process. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful. And it shows great statesmanship on the part of our Prime Minister and leadership of this government that I have not seen in this country before.
Christine King from the Stolen Generations Alliance speaking to Peter Donald.